This is Ernesto Aguilar on Sunday, July 28th, 2002, at the Anarchist Black Cross Conference, doing interviews with various attendees. We have a number of attendees from all over the country. We are talking with Heather of Phoenix Cop Watch. Heather, can you explain exactly why a conference like this, Cop Watch does a police accountability work, why would something like this conference be of interest to you, and why would you attend something like this?
Because the epidemic of prisons today in our society is all tied to the criminal justice system, which I believe protects the ideal of white supremacy in our country.
Can you explain a little bit about what Cop Watch is and what it does?
Sure. What Cop Watch is, it's many different things in many different places, but one thing that is common with all of Cop Watches all over the country is that we monitor the police in some way, shape, or form, whether it be by collecting statistics or monitoring them with cameras and notebooks. And Phoenix Cop Watch goes out and monitors the police physically with cameras and notebooks and our knowledge of the law. The idea behind that is to make the police accountable to the citizens in that community by making them think that they might be on camera at any given time and that they should act accordingly to that idea.
What types of activities does Cop Watch do with besides patrols and things like that? Do you do public education, outreach? How does that work?
Phoenix Cop Watch does do a series of Know Your Rights forums in different communities throughout the year. We've worked with ACLU's racial profiling campaign in the past. We work with a local group of citizens comprised of family members trying to establish citizen review boards independent from the police and trying to help in getting them campaigning for punitive powers and in doing that when they get it set up.
Where do you see a conference like this falling into the line of the work that you're doing with Cop Watch?
I think prison support groups or people that do prisoner support and also doing and challenging the system of the police and the criminal justice system as a whole is all tied together, because it takes a cop to arrest, it takes a court to prosecute, it takes a prison to hold those people that get prosecuted and sentenced. So it all ties together, I believe. And I believe that people who do prison work need to look at all aspects of criminal justice, just like people who do police accountability work need to look at all aspects of criminal justice, because it doesn't just stop at the police and it doesn't just end at the prisons.
Where do you see the modes for change in terms of both police accountability as well as efforts like this, which are geared towards prisoner support as well as raising awareness of criminalization?
I think that they can be connected within the communities, community policing, community systems of accountability, abolition of the police, abolition of prisons, getting communities more involved in what goes on around them. We've been trained to think that other people are going to take care of it for us, and so we make ourselves ignorant to what's going on around us, and the police will take care of it. Oh, we can put these people in prison. Well, that's not helping anybody or anything.
How can people get in touch with Cop Watch? Any other comments?
There's lots of different resources. Our website is www.phoenixcopwatch.org.
Any impressions of the conference and things you might have learned that you might not have otherwise been aware of?
That there are a lot of resources and different people doing different kinds of work around prisoner support out there, and that bringing them together can only strengthen our movement.